Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 271 in that continuing series. And our guest is going to be Tuba Dan Jurabic. Yes, Tuba Dan. And I've been unable to get a hold of Dan on the phone right now. So what we're going to do is swing into some of Tuba Dan's music and see if we can make contact with him. I have a couple of numbers that I can try, so maybe I tried the wrong number. We'll see what we can do. So we're going to start out with music by Tuba Dan off of his most recent CD, Rippin' Good Old Time by the Tuba Dan Family. And it's a pretty tune. It's one called the Kiss Polka. And Tuba Dan and his family, inspired by the Jolly Lumberjacks, recorded this one some years ago. And Dan tells me that they really, really like this number, and so they recorded it. One called the Kiss Polka. Thank you. The music of the great Tuba Dan band, one called the Kiss Polka, taking us to 7 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 19 degrees here in central Minnesota. Overcast skies, still breezy out in the great outdoors. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 on your HD dial, 107.7 FM on your radio dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And we're coming up on 7 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we do have Tuba Dan on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Tuba Dan. How are you doing, Dan?
Really good, my friend. It is so nice to talk to you again, Si. I hope all of my Minnesota friends are doing well, too, during the holidays.
Well, you bet. And echoing that same sentiment back to you guys over there in Ripon, Wisconsin. What's it like over in Ripon this morning?
Well, we don't have any snow. We had a very, very light cookie dusting this morning overnight, but it's all pretty much gone now.
Okay.
Temperatures in the high 30s expected for today. Lows getting down into the lower teens, mid-teens. But for Christmas, they say 7-mile-per-hour winds are expected for Christmas Eve. And other than that, no snow, really, until maybe Thursday. They say we have a 90% chance on this part of the state. So it looks like it's going to be a brown Christmas.
Yeah. Santa's probably going to have to put wheels on them runners, huh?
My wife and I, Corky, we've been playing Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus since mid-November on this part of the state.
Yeah, and that's what you were telling me.
So the sleigh isn't going to go up to take the helicopter.
Take the helicopter, okay. And before we get into the history of Tuba Dan, tell us a little bit about this history of Mr. and Mrs. Claus. You did quite a few of these events this year already, huh?
Oh, yes. We started in mid-November. Actually, the Pinnacle started about 6 years. It really went crazy when we did some Christmas shows with Molly B. down in Branson for RFD-TV. And up till then, we were just doing maybe just a handful. But now I think we got like close to 18 in since mid-November. And we still have one big one yet to go tomorrow.
Okay.
We have a lot of City Park and Fondelac. They do all the lights, and we greet about 600 to 800 cars. We'll drive through looking at all the lights, and we'll go out and greet all the kids from 6 to 9 Christmas Eve evening after our kids leave. So it's... Then I can shave my whiskers off a little bit.
Okay. I was just going to say, what do you think qualifies you to be Santa Claus? Do you have the physique or anything, or the whiskers? Or?
Oh, number one rule, you have to fit into the suit.
Okay.
And you must like cookies and children. That's the key.
That is the key, huh? And you've seen how many kids now in these past few weeks, huh?
Oh, golly. I think by tomorrow's end, if they predict what the kids will come to the Fondelac Park, it'll be just under 3,000 kids totally since we started in mid-November. We go to a lot of places where the kids are. And, you know, some of these places charge you to take a photograph with Santa or Mrs. Claus. We have never taken a dime.
Good for you.
I don't believe in that.
Yes.
Yeah, and here's some pretty interesting stories. I mean, other than playing the tuba for parts of the year, my favorite thing is this time of the year. I hate to give up the red suit come, you know, Tuesday, but that's what it is.
Yep, that's right.
The season is over.
Yep, that's right. Well, that's great. Hats off. Kudos to you guys for what you do there. That is just awesome. Are you in the retirement years now, Dan, or are you still working?
Oh, my wife would think I'm working it, but I still work with the kids in the local middle school in Oshkosh. There's five different middle schools in the Oshkosh School District, and I work with one of the schools. We have a 46-piece 7th and 8th grade polka band called the Polka Dots, so I help with that. Over the holidays, we shut it down, and we start up the second week in January, and we prepare for some events in the community around Oshkosh and Winnick County, some other surrounding towns. We take them up playing on the road, playing for the public. And other than that, and doing three radio shows of my own each week, I got 7.5 hours in. I do with Corky here at our local Ripon radio station. And let's see, you're playing with the band and working with some other musical groups and bands and stuff like that. I try to stay as much as I can out of the big box stores, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I try to keep busy. But, you know, I'll be 70 next February, so I feel that I'm slowing down. In 2020, we're planning a trip to celebrate my 50 years in broadcasting and our 49th wedding anniversary. We're going to take a trip to Hawaii for 9 or 10 days.
Well, good for you guys.
All right. Come along, say I could use a drummer.
You could use a drummer. I'll check my schedule, see what we can do. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was pounding on the drums here Friday night. A couple of our local priests here, and we have a Franciscan community of nuns, the Poor Clares over in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. And they are a cloistered convent, so they don't see people. They just have one extern, and so they are shut in all year long. All they do is pray, and so this is kind of their treat. And so Father Ron Dockendorf plays the accordion, and myself on drums, and Laverne Bizdok of Laverne and the Starlights from Little Falls, Minnesota, was on guitar. Irvy Gertz and Donnie Gertz on guitar and trumpet. They have a small group, the Walseteers, from Little Falls area. So it was an honor to be with those guys. And for an hour and a half, we entertained the nuns, and it was very, very special. So, yeah.
I wish I could have seen it. It had to be good.
It was really. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to do things for people, especially this time of the year at the holidays. And anytime you get the opportunity, you don't want to miss. So.
That's true. I got a couple of one-liner jokes for Christmas for you, though.
You do? Okay. Let them go.
Okay. Where does Santa keep his money?
I couldn't tell you.
Snowbank.
Oh, okay.
What's the first thing the elves must learn at elf school up at the North Pole?
Boy, I don't know.
Their alphabets.
There you go.
I'll stop right there. I could go for half an hour, but I'm not going to bore your listeners with that one-liner.
Well, I can tell you're in radio because you do well. You can speak well. So, and you said you've been DJing. What show do you have, Dan?
We have a poker show on Saturday morning from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, and then I've been doing that for golly. That's why I say 49 years is actually what that'll be this year, 49, but it'll be 50 in 2020. It'll be 50 anniversary year. And then we have a mini poker fest Sunday mornings from 6:30 to 7. Then we do country gospel like Tennessee Ernie Ford and Tammy Wynette and all these old country western stars from 7 to 8. And then Wednesday evening, we started about 4 months ago just as a test pilot, which has gone full time, 5:30 to 7:30 Wednesday evenings. We simulcast on an AM and FM band here out of central Wisconsin. And we got a hell of a little bump here. You know, we go to the Lake Michigan, and then we get over toward Marshfield. And Dan Jr. picked us up as far west as Sparta one day when it was clear coming back from La Crosse. He could get it on the high ridge. It gets us up that far. But it's stronger in areas and, you know, weaker where it's low. But it's all good. We enjoy it.
That's AM radio for you, huh? That's the way the waves.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
That's the way
good
it travels. Stuff. You bet. Before we take a break here, Dan, I just wanted to ask. Now, have you made your entire living on music, or did you do something else for work then before?
Well, actually, you know, you're talking about the nuns. I actually studied for the priesthood at one time out of high school.
Did you really? Okay.
I did. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And when Satan took over me, I'm just kidding. I left that and went to teacher's college.
Uh-huh.
And that time they had county normal schools. Now they went to university. They shut them down back in the 70s. But I got a teaching license.
Okay.
And I taught elementary school. I was playing with Dick Rogers at that time. Bounced around with about final almost 50 bands in the meantime. But I went with Dick. And then from that, I was taught school. Left that. Went into radio and part-time with the Postal Service. And still teaching part-time.
Okay.
So I had several different things going at the same time. But I worked for the Postal Service 32 and a half years as a country mail carrier. And retired and went back to teaching.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Went back to, and the whole time I was playing in bands, doing radio, teaching, and doing what I love, and making, as they say, living the dream.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Dan, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you, and we'll find out what's happening with Tuba Dan these days, all right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, open on Christmas Eve tomorrow, 6 a.m. until 3 p.m., and then closed on Christmas Day. Wanting to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a safe and blessed Merry Christmas. We have seen so many of you come through the doors the past days and weeks and appreciate it very much. We encourage everyone to eat and drink responsibly. Food and beverages are so good when consumed in moderation. And this is so true because, really, the story doesn't end here. There are still many parties and get-togethers still to come from now to New Year's and after in the coming year. The football playoffs are just about finalized, so lots more to look forward to. The St. Joe Meat Market will be open again on Wednesday at 6 a.m. with regular hours again this week for the New Year's weekend. So, as the late and great Minnie Pearl used to say, y'all come back and see us real soon. And that's the wish from the St. Joe Meat Market. And Dan, for being our guest on the show here, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We're going to put up a nice meat package and send it out to you. Hope that you and Corky and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
I really appreciate it. One more thing here, Si. One of the things in 2019 for my bucket list is to get over to that meat market and meet those folks. I'd love to take that trip. Maybe pop in and surprise the hell out of you, too. And as the hot dog said, after running the 200-yard meter running race, he says, I'm the wiener.
Oh. Very good. Well, Dan,
all right.
Yeah, so we've talked about everything but music. So just give us about a 30-second synopsis of how you got started playing the tuba. Where were you born and raised? How did things get going for Tuba Dan?
Well, as you know, the shape of Wisconsin, they had that little thumb that kind of sticks out there near Door County.
Yeah.
Kind of a resort area. I was raised on a 40-acre dairy farm. I had 8 brothers and sisters. My mother and dad didn't have a lot of money. My dad worked in town. My mom raised us kids, and we basically took care of the farm during the day when dad worked, and then when we all got into high school, everything kind of changed, and someone went into the service, and we had a family polka band. I was the tuba player. I was the fourth oldest son of they had 5 boys before they had a daughter. But I got the tuba, stuck with heavy metal. I had to play the tuba, and from that I started playing when I was 12 and a half with local bands, and Lynn Nightlife was a thing where you slept in the afternoon and stayed up all night playing with bands, and hopefully learned a few things from all these different guys. I was blessed to play with some mighty good bands and met some very interesting people, saw many parts of the world that if I wouldn't have had music as my flying carpet, I don't think I would have got too far. I left northeastern Wisconsin, moved on to the Fox Valley here near Oshkosh, halfway between Milwaukee and Green Bay. I married a little farm girl, and we had 4 kids, all musical. Some of them, the boys are still into their own bands yet. Mm-hmm. We get together maybe twice a year, lucky 3 times a year with all the kids and grandkids. We'll have a 14-piece Jarabic family band with the grandkids, 3 generations. And we usually have a sellout crowd for wherever we play with those little concerts. And we haven't made any recordings with the kids and grandkids to that extent, but whatever we do, we try to make it family and hope that the good Lord will take good care of everybody with health and talent, and that their moods don't change and that the society doesn't change their hearts.
That's true. You've said it so well. I'm sure you can echo that sentiment. Things have changed in the polka music world from when you began till now, huh?
Boy, when you would go out and play a dance, I remember playing for a Sunday afternoon dance. Most of the public dances were Saturday or Sunday afternoons, because mm-hmm. Saturdays and Fridays were for weddings and anniversaries at the major halls. So Sunday afternoons were your public dances. If you had a crowd of, say, 300 or 250 people, that was a big crowd, you know,
yeah,
back then. Nowadays, if you get that many people for multiple bands for a festival, you're darn lucky.
Yeah.
The industry has really taken a bite here. It's hurting because our population has gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they don't love it. It's just that they don't move as fast anymore.
That's right.
To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, that is right. And the younger generation with the technology, there's so much of this Bluetooth and all the other, I can't even name all the stuff that's available to them. So they got earbuds in the, you know, when they're walking, running, wherever it is. And they're listening to who knows what. So, it's not the same.
Well, I can see a change. You know, like these polka dot kids, these 7th and 8th graders I
mm-hmm.
have. It's gotten to the point where these kids, when they leave middle school, they're going to the high school band directors where there is no polka band in the high school band.
Yeah.
And they're asking to start them up.
Yeah, really.
Because they enjoy seeing people actually moving to their music when we do get them out in middle school. They say, well, let's keep it going. And I say, there is a market for it. If you get good and you form your own little group, people will hire you for fairs and fundraisers and benefits and stuff like that. You can get an opportunity to play and keep going. And that's my, and then to see these kids come back years later out of high school and college and come to me and say, you know, we remember being a polka dot. We even have a beer distributor that went out and bought everybody matching shirts.
Really?
I'm a polka dot. Yeah, oh, beer distributor went out and bought them all shirts. I'm a polka dot. And has little dots on their shirts. It's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Well, just briefly, let's go back to the Dick Rogers Band. How'd you get hired by Dick Rogers, and how'd you catch on with those guys?
Well, the trumpet player, Merlin Polisky, was a rather large guy. He played trumpet and sang with Dick Metko, those earlier recordings.
Okay.
And he had a dairy farm about 5 miles as a crow flies from my mom and dad's little dairy farm.
Oh, okay.
And one spring day, Dick's tuba player, who was a dispatcher for a big trucker, Schneider Trucking here in Green Bay, he couldn't make a job, and so he was in a panic. Dick Rogers was in a panic, and they were playing over near Wausau, and he needed a tuba player like within like 24 hours. And so Merlin said, well, they got this young kid, you know, he's in college, or, you know, he's 18 and a half, mm-hmm. not quite 19 yet. And Dick said, call him up and see if he will, you know, play. And Merlin says, well, that's your job to call him. You call him. I'll give you his phone number.
Uh-huh.
So Dick called me one Thursday morning, and I'm kind of just, you know, we didn't have school that day for whatever reason. And the guy says, hi, this is Dick Rogers. I'm calling to speak to Dan Jarvik. And my mom says, here, the guy says, he's Dick Rogers. And, oh, yeah, right. I thought it was my buddy from college pulling a joke on me.
Oh, sure.
He's going, hi, this is Dan, you know, Dick. And I said, oh, yeah, how you doing, Dick? Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And then going through the whole thing, I need you to play tomorrow night. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll be there. Kurt, fine, yeah. So then after I hung up, my mom said, who was it? I said, the guy said, he's Dick Rogers. And she says, you think it was? I said, no, it was Dale. She says, what if it was? So I had to call Merlin up, who I knew was vaguely as good friends, you know. I said, you know, Dick just called me? He says, yeah, I know. I told him, I gave him your number. I said, oh, sugar. And from there, everything hit the fan. I had been with him, like, for, what, 15 and a half years. I stayed with Dick until he sold the band.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was a good run.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And you got to play with the likes of Dick Metko, and who are some of the other musicians?
Oh, they had, let's see, Dick Rogers, Dick Metko, Steve Rogers is his son.
Uh-huh.
Wesley played with the Six Bad Dutchman, Dwayne Westfall.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Valente, different percussionists, different drummers we had along the way.
Sure.
But it was really, really good. I got a chance to play with Don Ho's band out in Hawaii.
Okay.
We played in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian Institute in 1995 for 2 weeks. Met some politicians and people of interest. But, you know, music, I guess you could say, for good or bad, all the different styles, you know, if a person finds something that they like, and if it's good, clean, fun, and the lyrics ain't bad, it can incite somebody to do violence, I say, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's all good. But
yep.
Once they start getting people worked up and doing bad things, then I get upset.
Sure. I hear you. So then after the run with Dick Rogers, is that when you formed your own Tuba Dan band?
Yeah, shortly after that, I started with the Polkalanders. It was like a Romy Gaz style,
okay.
an eight-piece clarinet, saxes and stuff. We didn't have any button accordions until Danny, we forced him to play. I had to give him an extra 25 cents a night to play button accordion. And he kind of taught himself, now he runs his own band. He's one of the best darn button accordionists
in
the country.
Yes, yes,
oh,
you can
God.
Hear that on the recordings. And you've got about four recordings out. I think all of them are probably out of print again, huh?
No, they're getting pretty close to that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you were always talking about making another one.
Oh, you do? Well, good. And if you do reissue any of them, be sure and let me know first, because I've had people calling me. They knocking my doors down. They love your music. So a lot of folks...
One of the songs off that CD, if you played the Kiss Polka, Cut 3 it is, the Stevens Point Polka.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the most requested. And then the last one is Dance Again With Me, Darling. That one is rather sad because... our son David plays the intro on the guitar, then the whole band comes on the end. And shortly, a year after we released that, his daughter, Heidi, our youngest granddaughter, died in her sleep.
Oh, really?
Like instant sudden death, whatever.
Yeah.
And every time we play that, everybody thinks about poor little Heidi and like her daddy singing that song. So it's kind of not to bring anybody down during the holidays, but it's just something that's really special for the family.
Bittersweet.
And that's another favorite here. People ask for that one, too. You know,
sure.
Remember the good days. Be thankful for what you got.
That's right. What year did you record that one, Dan? That was your most recent recording, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was
oh,
that...
golly. You know, that took 4 years to get out.
Oh, I mean, really?
Because we were doing it. Oh, yes. We would cut it, and then the boys We did that in Dave's studio. He has one in his home. Mm-hmm. And his own band was so busy, and he teaches high school band in Winneconne. So we'd go there and record a couple cuts, and then, oh, we'd have to go back and recut this. And then, well, we only could do it on school breaks, you know, vacation or spring break or something. We'd go and cut it. And finally I said, look, you guys, the only thing I want for Christmas this year after 4 years, I said, I want that damn CD done. So at Christmas they gave me a copy, and there it was. And that's what you got. That's all awesome. I went, but I think that's like 6 years ago we started.
Okay. Yeah, and then looking back, you had, Letter Rip, Tuberific,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I also have a copy in front of me of the Tubadan Family Band, and that one was probably, mm-hmm. Somewhere in between there, too. 2005, mm-hmm. it
that
says
was
on the back.
Yeah.
So, and now, besides the two boys, like you were mentioning, your wife also participates, part of the band, too, huh?
She plays the drums. And reads the road map. Yeah, she's our drummer and plays the road map.
Okay.
And our daughters also played with the band when they were in high school.
Oh, they did.
But when they got out of high school, well, then they just went off and discovered boys and families, and that's where they are, and they're all successful and happy.
Okay. Mention
we
some...
got 13 grandkids, and that'll fill our house up tomorrow.
Oh, I'll bet it will. Yes. Mention some of the great venues you've played over the years, especially in your area there. Probably some of them not there anymore, I suppose.
Oh, well, the Cinderella Ballroom was a night spot for years. I mean, Johnny Cash and Buddy Holly and all the bands, the rock and roll bands, when they came to Wisconsin, stopped in Appleton at the Cinderella. That was torn down. We played the last dance there. I mean, it's iconic that, or ironic rather, that we played the last gig, but so many great bands before us. I always try to maintain a sense of humility and, never think your hat's too big for your head or whatever, but if you let somebody else toot your horn for you, the sound will carry twice as far, but we did play for that one.
Okay.
And then there's other venues where you get to play for some nice people, and I classify every opportunity to play, a godsend. I thank God for the chance to still do what you love to do and not complain about it when you don't feel good, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You bet. You guys are still working then, still booking jobs when people call? Things are still going yet?
Oh, yes. We'll get calls to play in Minnesota, Iowa, lacrosse. I used to play at New Prague up there. I always loved that ballroom.
Okay.
And Majestic and in the cities. Our granddaughter, Shaylee's going to school in Minnesota. She's taking graphic art studies in Twin Cities at the University of Minnesota. As far as the band bookings, I book a lot of stuff within home here.
Okay.
Within about maybe an hour and a half from home. I don't do any significant traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I paid my dues.
Sure,
like the younger kids say, if people want to see me, they come over this way. I guess, and that's all good.
You bet. Fine. And I guess I should have started out, first of all, for folks just joining us along the way, I'm just terrible at this, Dan. Maybe you know the same thing being in radio. People will tune in part ways during the show, and who's he talking to? So I should tell the listeners that we're visiting with Tubadan, the great Tubadan, Jarabic out of Ripon, Wisconsin. So, and,
I'm not that great.
Okay. But at any rate, now I lost my train of thought where I was going with this. But I was going to ask you, too, favorite songs. Now I know what I was going to ask you. First of all, I'll ask you, so tuba, do you play any other instruments, or do you just stick to the tuba?
I play baritone.
You do?
The lower brass instruments.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I like the brass instruments. At one time, I tried learning how to play the button accordion before Danny got so prolific with it.
Okay.
And I think my fingers are too pudgy, so I just left off at that.
Okay.
I stick with the tubas and the buttons, I can do that.
Sure.
Bigger valve buttons, I got on a tuba.
Mm-hmm.
Drums, the only thing I can't, chopsticks and drumsticks and I don't get along, so I just stick with the fork.
Okay. very good. What else was I going to? Songs. No. When you had the band, were you calling up the songs, or did Danny, or who was leading the band? Who was calling up the numbers?
Well, once in a while, Dan Jr. When he was younger, he tried to. I said, Danny, my name is still on the front of the bandstand and on the bus. When it comes off, you can call what we want to play. And usually, I try to fulfill what the people want. If they come up and ask for the Blue Skirt Waltz or something that we have. I would say, yeah, let's do it right away. So then we've changed gears, even though we have something pulled,
sure,
you know, pulled out of the library, and we did play music.
Okay.
Then I would just substitute it, satisfy everybody as much as you can. But, you know, Cy, as well as I do, there's some people you just can't satisfy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's for
sure. And,
you
know, you just say, well, we'll try to learn that one by the next time we see you. And most often we did, so it's all good.
And the other thing I know I was going to ask you was, who were your idols as a tuba player? Mentioned some tuba players, whether we know them in this area or not. Who did you look up to?
Derek Kamak.
Derek Kamak?
Homer Scheid.
Oh, yeah.
Good friend of mine. I got to know him later in his life. I got to know him real well. Another band leader from your era was Roman Rezac.
Oh, yes.
He popped in behind me one day at Ellsworth Polka Fest. This little guy is standing behind me drinking beer, and he said, can I get you a beer? I said, well, looks like you're almost out. I'll have one with you. And he came back, and I said, well, what's your name? He says, Roman Rezac. And I just about fell off my stool. I said, well, I should be buying you beer, Romy.
Yeah.
I got all his recordings.
Oh,
I like them, Fez Ritchie, and you know, all those guys.
Yep.
Johnny Clem Brown, Johnny Lumberjacks, Ray Dorschner's tuba player, Jim Dorschner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every tuba player, I love them all.
Yes.
Love any musician. I don't care what they play. Don't have to be a tuba player. If you play folk music, you're in my camp.
Well, and I'm sure you're maybe a little biased or prejudiced on this, but I've had so many people come up to me and tell me that if you don't have a tuba in the band, you're not an old-time band.
Well, there's a little truth to that, I guess. But depending on what part of the country you live
yeah.
in, you know, if you live up in, you know, in the Pulaski area, they don't have very many tuba players.
No.
We once played in Pulaski at Dick Rogers' Tavern in Little Dance Hall there with my own band back in the late 80s. Had eight guys come in there to play. We were asked to come there, and they hired us outright.
Uh-huh.
And they had like 30 people show up.
Oh, really?
And I was so disappointed. Well, it's a Polish town. I told them, I said, you don't hire a Bohemian Czech band to come in and play in a Polish community. Nobody's going to come.
You bet.
But the following weekend, and this is the irony, the following weekend we already had a scheduled bus trip to go to Texas on a tour.
Uh-huh.
The following Sunday, we're, you know, away from that 30 people that we had, the following Sunday, we had 1,300 people down in Ennis, Texas in a ballroom.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
They were all Czechs. I mean, you got to play to the crowd.
Absolutely.
There's truth to that.
Absolutely.
And that was fun.
You bet. Your favorite song to play, Dan?
The favorite song that I like?
Yeah. Got one?
Well, for a while there, our theme song was Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Oh, okay.
But that, and now, I don't know, I like Stevens Point Polka. That's one of my favorites.
Sure.
I like Kiss Polka a little. That Kiss Polka, we try to get a little steam behind it, like the Jolly Lumberjacks, kind of the Lupa style with the Dutchman flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of mix your styles and kind of blend it. Band leader from Minnesota once told me, he said, Dan, he says, I listened to your talent, and I thought this was a compliment, and forgive me, maybe you don't think the same way, but he said, the band leader from Minnesota said, Dan, it's like when you play, you got a little bit of Romy Gaz, tuba player, and you got a little bit of the Dutchman, you got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's like eight different tuba players. And I says, well, that's because I never know where the hell I'm going. I never know what I'm going to play. I don't know what I'm going to put it.
Uh-huh.
It's never the same. A different little run here or there. It's just crazy.
Yes, absolutely. And you've done it well for so many years.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
We've just about run out of time here, Dan. But as you look back over the career, and I know I've asked you this on previous interviews, one special memory that stands out that you'd share with the listeners as you look back over your career?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One thing that really surprised me was that on February 12th, 1971, I married my wife. We had much of a snow blizzard that day here in central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people invited to come to our wedding dance in Oshkosh Eagles, which was a very beautiful, the main ballroom for any happenings in the valley. And with the snowstorm, we didn't think anybody would show up. But we had a Friday night church service, and after the service, we went over to the hall, and 1,300 people showed up.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear to God. They came from four states.
We
had a Bohemian band play, and it was crazy. More musicians you could shake a stick at. It was fun.
Oh, my
gosh.
That,
to me, was a beautiful night. Never forget that.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. And that was your wedding anniversary? That's the day, is September, you said, or what was the day?
February 12th, 1971. When we
February 12th, 1971. Okay, very good.
That's when we got married. Yeah, five of the happiest years of my life. Just kidding.
Yep. There you go. Well, that's awesome. Dan, I'll tell you what, time has really run out. You know how it is in radio. You're on the clock all the time. But I want to take this opportunity for taking time out so short before Christmas and joining us. And the good Lord willing, like I've told you before, you and I are here. We'll do this thing again sometime.
God bless you to your sponsors, St. Joe's Meat Market. I'm going to come and see you guys next year. And if you see a chubby guy with short whiskers, gray hair, you better wonder if it's me.
Okay.
My love to your family, your sponsors, and the station. God bless you guys.
Very good. Thanks, Dan. I'll talk to you off the air in just a minute. There he goes, Tuba Dan out of Ripon, Wisconsin. Our 271st guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Tuba Dan Family Band in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up right there. And again, wrapping up our 271st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Tuba Dan, yes, Dan Jarabic, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And you probably observed by listening, as well as I can tell you, he is a character, a fun guy. And they've been doing a great job for so many years. And fun to have Tuba Dan on our program. All right, we're going to get back to music by Tuba Dan right now. And this is one that he talked about in the interview, one that he said probably one of his favorite songs right now. It's on their Rippin' Good Old Time CD by the Tuba Dan family. It's one called the Stevens Point Polka. Tuba Dan. Thank you.
polka from Stevens Point. How they laugh, how they dance, how they shout. Oh, and we grab a partner by the hand, and we skip and scamper about. But in that city of wonderful water, but when we play the polka, we'll drink anything but water. Lift your glasses to the sky and drink them down when we play that Stevens Point polka.
How about that, huh? The Tuba Dan Band with one called the Stevens Point Polka. Good stuff for you there. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 19 degrees, our current temperature here in central Minnesota. Here's another song that Dan talked about in the interview. And this one called Dance With Me Once Again, Darling.
Here I am once again asking you to dance with me tonight. Sadly pretending I'm happy, and God above only knows why. I know I made my mistakes, dear, by telling you things that weren't true. Don't worry about being too near when I have this last waltz with you. Dance with me once again, darling. No, you'll no longer be mine. soften the pains that are starting. Dance with me just one more time. Again asking you to dance with me tonight, sadly pretending I'm happy, and God above only knows why. I know I made my mistakes, dear, by telling you things that weren't true. This last waltz with you. Dance with me once again, darling. Though you'll no longer be mine, soften the pains that are starting. Dance with me just one more time.
The Tuba Dan Band, beautiful arrangement of one called Dance With Me Once Again, Darling. Nice waltz tune there by Tuba Dan. As we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Yes, Dave Vertowski and the gang from Turco wanting to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. Look forward to seeing you in the coming year and traveling with Turco. Turco has all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. They do all the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do some great state-wide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And they do the casino tours to many of the casinos in and about our upper Midwest area, including the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota, and yes, the list goes on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to receive a brochure, or to just plain be on their mailing list, give Dave and the gang a call over at Turco toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco, yes, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to get back to the music of Tuba Dan right now. Going to switch to another one of their CDs and go back to their earlier recording, one called Letter Rip, and it's one called The Rock and Rhythm Polka, the Tuba Dan Band.
Your partner and keep in step rhythm. Give your hands a clap and get your feet to tap the beat of that good old rockin' rhythm.
is something. It's got the dancers jumping. It's just like a party. The blues are on the run. There's Rosie and Ronnie, Mary Lou and Johnny. The whole gang is here now. Let's really have some fun. Down to Alabama, it's spreading just like jam. Everybody loves it. Oh, brother, how it hits them. Everywhere you go, from Maine to Idaho, they're dancing that good old rockin' rhythm. The band's really something. It's got the dancers jumping. Just like a party, the blues are on the run. There's Rosie and Ronnie, Mary Lou and Johnny. The whole gang is here now. Let's really have some fun. Down to Alabama, it's spreading just like jam. Everybody loves it. Oh, brother, how it hits them. Everywhere you go, from Maine to Idaho, they're dancing that good old rockin' rhythm.
The Tuba Dan Band off of their Letter Rip CD, one called That Rockin' Rhythm Polka. Here's another great number by the Tuba Dan Band. It's one called Brutus in the Tub Polka.
Saturday night, she is getting cleaned up for our date tonight. She'll wash her hands and face and all 10 of her toes and all of the places heaven only knows. Saturday night, she is getting cleaned up for our date tonight. She'll wash her hands and face and all 10 of her toes and all of the places heaven only knows.
The Tuba Dan Band and one called Brutus in the Bathtub. Yes, Brutus in the Tub Polka. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 19, our temperature here in Albany as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdok, yes, they'd love for you to join their traveling family, make many more miles and smiles together as they move into 2019. Lots of great trips on the schedule. First of all, we want to tell you quickly about the day after Christmas. They're planning a big event at the Falls Ballroom. Should be a great time. I had talked, mentioned to you this morning that I got to meet Kenny Jensen. And Kenny, of course, started out with Laverne and the Starlights back in the days as a drummer. And, of course, has moved on to Nashville. Now owns the Nightlife Theater in Nashville. And he, along with his wife, Diana, and their rising star son, Zach Jensen, also special guest Levi Pelzer, are going to be putting on a show. The dinner is at 5:30. The doors open at 5 o'clock on Wednesday the 26th at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. Showtime at 6:45 p.m. So you can buy tickets for the dinner and show, or the show only. You can get a hold of Laverne for tickets, or the Little Falls radio station, Radio Shack, the parishes of Our Lady of Lourdes and the Holy Family, both wanting to join in sponsoring this big show. And they're going to also feature Steve Hall and Shotgun Red from, country music fame. So it should be a wonderful time. Again, that's coming up on Wednesday, December 26th at the Falls Ballroom in Little Falls. You won't want to miss it. And, of course, Laverne and the Starlights, they are wanting to remind you of the big dates coming up in 2019. So lots of great tours and trips. They're excited about the International Farm Machinery Show. That's in February. The Best of Ireland is a international trip. That's in March. They're also doing the South American Adventure in March, Southwest Circle Tour. And that is in the end of March into April, the annual Spring Mystery Tour. And yes, the list goes on. All sorts of details. And I'll tell you what, Laverne and Kim do just a wonderful job. They have some beautiful brochures printed about each and every trip. And so you can find out all the details. So all you need to do is request that, give Laverne and Kim a call, and they'll send you out those brochures. And they also maintain a very nice website. So if you're computer savvy, you can check out the same information on their website. So let's give you those addresses. Their email address is www.laverne'stravel.com. That's their website address, www.laverne'stravel.com. And their phone number, toll-free, is 1-800-840-9211. Laverne and Kim, they would really like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year in 2019. They look forward to hearing and seeing you. So again, that is from Laverne's Travel, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 14 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and 19, our temperature here in Albany. Moving to another one of Tuba Dan CDs. This is one called Tuberific, and a very popular tune here on this one. One called the Clarinet Yodeler. Tuba Dan Band. Thank you. Yes, the Tuba Dan Band, and like I like to say, high-energy music there for you. Boy, if you can keep your toes from tapping on that music, boy, probably not too alive anymore, because that really gets you going. Here's a nice waltz tune by the Tuba Dan Band. I believe I've got the right selection pulled up here. One called the Morning Glow Waltz. The Tuba Dan Band, and that coming off of their Tuba-rific CD, one called the Morning Glow Waltz. And we've got just enough time to get a couple selections off of another one of Tuba Dan's CDs. Again, these CDs have run out. They're out of print, and they have not had them remade. But I happen to have a copy of each, so we can share some of the music with you. And this one off of their Tuba Dan Family Band CD, it's one called the Round and Round Polka. Thank you. Tuba Dan Band and one called the Round and Round Polka. And I really think they maintain a nice tempo to their music. Easy to dance to, easy to listen to. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Here's another nice number by the Tuba Dan Band. One called Go to Sleep, My Children. Tuba Dan Band with one called Go to Sleep, My Children Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. Coming up on 2 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 19 our current temperature here in Albany.